Speak a fascinating Gemara here. This to me is one of the most important Gemaras as a machanech, as a teacher of children. A person has to really know this to make it very exciting. One of the things Rav Schechter always emphasizes is if you want to give shir, it's not how much you know necessarily, but it's how you present it and how entertaining. A number of years ago at one of the Chag HaSmichas, he says, "I'm not a rabbi, I'm an entertainer." People keep excited with stories and interesting things. So this is the Gemara, this is really the source of such a concept. And I'm going to put some of these things together, the aspect of mechanic individuals with educating people with a certain amount of simcha and excitement and games. So the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, and by the way, Pesach, Leil Pesach, is, you know, an education where the house, your dining room table, your seder turns into a classroom. It's like an informal classroom. It's not meant to be just a meal, but there's so many things along the way that are meant to keep the children awake, keep them excited, keep them engaged. And so the Gemara tells us that when it's said about Rabbi Akiva, that he would never come home earlier from the Beis Medrash. We know Rabbi Akiva was a big masmid. He went for, you know, he went for, was it 24 years he spent learning away from his family? So he was a person who was not shy from the Beis Medrash, but the one time he'd come early was that he'd come home early on the Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, and in order for his to keep his children awake, they should sleep Erev Pesach perhaps and take naps, and that they should be awake and engage at the Leil Seder. And they spoke about giving out candies, or at those times, apparently nuts were considered candies and exciting for the kids. Nowadays, it's obviously something quite different than back then. But the whole point is trying to keep the kids awake, engaged, asking questions. So there is a girsa that the Rishonim talk about, which is found in the Me'iri. And the Me'iri talks about this concept of grabbing the matzahs, chotvin the matzahs. What's chotvin the matzahs mean? So there are various understandings, but the way the Me'iri says this is really quite beautiful. The Miri writes, "V'chein chotvin matzah." You're supposed to grab the matzahs. That sounds like not a Jewish, a Yiddish thing to grab matzahs away. And the reason why, says the Miri, is kolomar shemis askim ba derech hamia v'chatifa zemizeh kedei shishtashau hatinokos bekach. You're supposed to grab them together. It's almost like steal the bacon, or now I think in yeshivas they call it steal something else. They have a salami. They call it. They make kosher food. So it's steal the salami, steal the bacon, in order that the kids stay excited, they stay engaged. You play games, you play tag. You know, my house, the Leil Seder, I used to have more time to make it a little more fun, but we would play games. I make a scavenger hunt. So when the kids, the younger kids, so they can't stay up for the whole Magid, so I do a scavenger hunt, and throughout the house, while the adults and the older kids are doing the Magid, they're busy running around trying to find the different things. That keeps them awake. Or, of course, we know stealing the matzah, stealing the afikomen, and finding the afikomen. These are games that were not just like made up by someone along history. This dates back to the Rishonim, which is based on the Gemara, to try to keep them engaged, try to keep them entertained. And this is very, very important. So I want to discuss a little bit in Halacha this concept of laughter, playfulness, which comes up in several places. And we see, very interestingly, certain Amoraim had certain natures to them, whether they were inclined towards this world of tzchok and laughing and happiness, or they were very much against it. And it really breaks, it's broken down to an individual who has the midah of chesed versus one who has the midah of din. One who has the midah of chesed, one who's giving and very caring, such an individual is going to be more about laughter and playfulness. He's a little bit easier and looser. And one who has din and gvura, the way the Sfarim talk about it, he's very limited, very restricted, and won't give in. And those are personalities we see all the time. So just fascinating to see how they have this certain theme throughout various Gemaras. So let's say, I'm not sure if you took a look at the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, it also appears in the Gemara in Shabbos. Now the Gemara tells us, the Gemara there is talking about how a person could be only in a state of simcha, or of Shechina, of Ruach HaKodesh, only if he's happy. But the Shechina doesn't come from a place of atzlus. If a person is lazy, if a person's atzlus, if he's sad, and if it's mitoch schok, if it's too playfulness, or kalas rosh, too lightheadedness, or dvam etelim, so then the Shechina doesn't come, has to come from a place of simcha shel mitzvah. So what is simcha shel mitzvah? And the Gemara goes on to explain that, who was it? That whenever Rabbah would begin a drasha, he'd always begin milsa de bichusa. Milsa de bichusa, he'd start off with a joke. Ubadchu rabbanan, they would be laughing. Ulvasof, in the end of the day, yasa be masa, he would then sit in fear. They would sit in fear Upasak Bishmaisa. There's a concept, as you know from the Gemara, that you're supposed to start off with a joke, start off with a story, some anecdote of some sort, engage them, and then like drive the point home hard. And now who's the author of this? This is really Rabba, which actually makes a lot of sense with what we just said before. When Rabba saw Abai busy laughing, he says, wait a second. Laughing is a very good thing. Biduhusa, jokes are very good. But if there's no level of Ema, if it's not Gila Virada, that's not going to be good. So Rabba understood Bidihusi, understood that concept of being happy and laughing, but it must be balanced with the world of Ema, the world of Rada, Gila Virada. So we see that Rabba must have been some fusion of the world of Chesed and Gvura. So let's go through some other places where we find different personalities. So Rabbi Zeir is one that comes to mind first, because we have the story of Kam Rabba, Veshachar is Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin Mebeis, where Rabba and Rabbi Zeira were famously having a Purim Suda. I shared this in the Daf Yomi the other night we had together. And Rabba stood up and he shechted Rabbi Zeira on Purim. Now Purim is a day of schok. It's a day of happiness, a day for playfulness. So you think it would be appropriate to do things that were fun. And Rabba kind of lost control and he shechted Rabbi Zeira. So what was behind that whole idea in Pinimius? Whether it really happened or it didn't happen, there was something the Gemara is trying to tell us about how Rabba, why Rabba shechted Rabbi Zeira. So one approach would be, well, maybe Rabba, we just saw, Rabba was a person who liked Gila, but Rada, it was too much. Maybe it was too much playfulness. And Rabba had enough, he had to shecht Rabbi Zeira. But Rabbi Zeira was not a person who was very playful at all. So that couldn't be the reason. So what's the reason why he shechted Rabbi Zeira? So I once saw somewhere, I thought it was one of the Achronim in the Maseches Nida. There's no way I made this up. I saw this somewhere. So I looked up, I couldn't find the Achronim that said this, but I think it's safe to assume it's found in one of the important Achronim. So what's going on in the Gemara Nida? The Gemara Nida, there were two individuals, two chavrusas that got along very nicely, but were very, very different. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah, throughout Shas, whenever you see Rabbi Yirmiyah, he's always going to ask a question that's always pushing the envelope, always trying to step a little bit further. Questions of how far are we willing to go? So the Gemara tells us in Baal Basar that Rabbi Yirmiyah was actually kicked out of the Beis Medrash. He was a bit of a late. I mean that, not really a late. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah. But he was always, some people like to play jokes and be playful, even in the context of a Beis Medrash. So why was Rabbi Yirmiyah kicked out of the Beis Medrash? Because he was asking questions, he was trying to push the envelope too much. And they said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you have to stop asking such questions. When Chacham say that a mikvah has to be 40 sa'ah, it means 40 sa'ah. But Rabbi Yirmiyah says, what about 40 sa'ah minus a tiny drop? What about dal amos minus a tiny centimeter? What about this measurement minus a tiny something? And they said, kol shir chachamim, whatever the shir that they created is, that's the limit. You can't try to push the envelope any further. And he didn't stop till they kicked him out of the Beis Medrash for a number of, I'm not sure how long the period was, but he's booted from the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yirmiyah was able to push himself. He was always about, he was more a little bit playful. He wasn't that serious. Again, I mean that in the ways of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was talking about an interesting shaila in the Gemara Nida, Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says. Gemara wants to know, let's say there's an animal that's in the womb of a woman. Okay, an animal inside a human. This is the question he says. Behema b'mei isha, is that considered Vlad Ma'alya? Is that considered a good Vlad? Is that considered a real fetus? And what if the father's Mekabel Kedushin of this cow-looking fetus inside the mother? That was the question Rabbi Yirmiyah asked. Sounded like a Rabbi Yirmiyah type of question, a bit out there. So, l'may nafkamina, what's nafkamina? Whether or not it's also to a sister, fine. So Gemara says, what was going on here? So, Amr of Acha Bar Yaakov, Ad kan haviyu Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rabbi Zeira l'idei gichuch v'lo gachuch. Rabbi Yirmiyah was trying to bring him to a state of happiness, to make Rabbi Zeira laugh. Gichuch means to laugh and smile. Lo gachuch, he didn't budge. Rabbi Zeira stood strong. And Rashi explains, because he is very makbid on that person should not be mali piv b'schok. There's no place for jokes. No place for jokes here at all. Even Rabbi Yirmiyah felt, I hear that in general, but in the context of Torah, there is a place for schok. There's a place for joking around. So this was a debate between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. So I think I found this once in an Acharon many years ago, that's why Kam Rabba v'shachar to Rabbi Zeira. Could you imagine spending a Suda's Purim with Rabbi Zeira? You know, I'm not fun to spend Purim with, I'm too serious. But imagine Rabbi Zeira. He was such a serious individual. I'll go through how serious he actually was. But it wasn't a fun Suda. Like, this is the day. If you're going to have any type of fun any day of the year, it should either be Purim or Pesach. Pesach, the Miri said, he played these games, scavenger hunts, chotvenis hamatzah, steal the afikomen. Purim, he's supposed to dress up and have this level of schok. The Sefer Yetzir actually writes that Adar is a month of happiness, a month of schok, of playfulness. Reb Zera was way too serious. Rabba couldn't handle it. He shechted him. Rabba, we know, understood what happiness was. He was bidichusa, ema, gila harada. He knew how to have that balance between happiness and seriousness. So come Rabba, v'shachat es Rebbe Zera. So what do we know about Rebbe Zera, how serious he was? The Gemara in Pesachim, rather the Gemara in Bab Metzia tells us, Rebbe Zera's story is quite fascinating. Rebbe Zera lived, he was born in Bavel. And the Gemara is talking about when he died in Eretz Yisrael. He was trying to run to Bavel. And the problem was his Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda, felt you're not allowed to leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he had to once evade his Rebbe, and he made his way to Bavel. Some interesting things happened, the Gemara says.
He wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go back to Bavel?
He wasn't allowed to leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael initially. Okay. And then he had to sneak away from his Rebbe to avoid Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Zera, Kisalak la'arad Yisrael. You find many places when it says Kisalak Rebbe Zera, which means when he left to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Meya Tanisa. He fasted 100 fast days. And that alone is quite serious. But listen why he fasted 100 fasts. Delishtakech Gemara Bavla Mine. So that he should forget all the learning that he learned in Bavel. Imagine, he was quite old when he moved, I believe. I don't know the age, but I think he was on the older end. He davened, he fasted, that he should forget everything he learned up until that age. He wanted to have a clean slate and learn with a fresh mind when he entered into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeir, by the way, is the one who's behind the famous statement Gemara Bava Basra that Avira Da'ara Yisrael's Machim, the air, the atmosphere, the land of Eretz Yisrael makes a person smarter. So he very much lived by that and wanted to have a clean, fresh slate without the bilbulim of Bavel. He fasted 100 days. Could you imagine that? I believe there's a Gemara elsewhere that Rabbi Zeir...
Oh, Reb
Zera. Reb Zera. I believe there's another Gemara elsewhere. What?
100 days straight.
100. It sounds like that. I'm not sure how we broke it up. Bahab, maybe Monday. So it doesn't say how the frequency was, but 100 days total.
Not the nights.
Right.
Not the nights.
And so then he did Kiech Delo Nishadere Yosemeya Tar Lishka. Fine. So then the Gemara says he fasted then another 100 days. Delo Nishla Ba Nura De Gehenim. He wanted to protect himself from the fire of Gehenim. So he felt if he fasted another 100 days, he'll be protected from the fires of Gehenim. And every 30 days, Kol Tzlosin Yomei Havibodik Nafshe, he would test himself out whether he'd be burnt. How? Shugar Tanur, he'd light the fire. Salak V'yosid Begave, he'd sit inside an oven that was on. V'lohava Shalte Bein Nura, and the fire wouldn't affect him because he fasted 100 days. Yom Echad, the one day the Gemara says, Yov Be'ra'ina, Rabban Eina, the rabbis looked at him with an ayin hara, like, whoa, this is not human, what you're doing. And Shake V'karlei, and V'ich V'chigu, and he burnt his legs. Because once they looked at him, the ayin hara, he was no longer protected from the fire. And what happened was, he had burnt his legs. They used to call him Karlei, Katan Charech Shake, who person whose legs were singed. That was his new nickname. Because the next time he went to the oven, he wasn't protected anymore, because the Chachamim gave him an ayin hara. So this was a life of Rebbe Zeir who was quite serious. He was Midas Din, and that's why Rebbe Yirmiyah couldn't get him to laugh. That's why Rebbe Rabba shechted him on a day like Purim.
The Gemara hinting that they, in a way, through his names, that his name means small and Rabba's name means big.
It could be
which Midah is.
Could be. Yeah, very nice, because the halacha is, not the halacha, the idea is that in din,
is smaller.
Din is always restricted, so katan, exactly. No, yeah, that din means you're closed up. Din is very limited, so Reb Zeir was katan, he was small. Reb Yirmiyah, we see Reb Yirmiyah is called, Ram means to be exalted,
so
it could be.
The one who shechted him.
Rabba also, then to Rabba, that could be great, and that could also be. Rabba is always chesed, that could also make a lot of sense as well. There's one other individual, one other great Tana, whose name is also affiliated with the world of Simcha, and that's Rabbi Akiva. Now, there are two very important statements, and many statements about Rabbi Akiva, but two that really connect him to the world of Schok, happiness and laughter. One is the famous Gemara, all at the end of Maseches Makos, when Rabbi Akiva was there with the other Tanaim on top of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They say exactly the fox that was there, and they were all crying at seeing the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash. And what happened? What did Rabbi Akiva do? He was busy laughing. He was laughing because he was anticipating what was going to be. A certain level of tzchok, happiness, anticipates something that's going to be in the future. Yitzchok means to laugh in the future, to anticipate something. So what's the idea of laughter? How does laughter work? So the way the mind works, what's a good joke? A good joke is where you hear something you don't expect to hear. Something unexpected, that's how a person reacts. If you know the punchline, not funny anymore. The guy could ruin a joke if he gives away the punchline too early. Tzchok is when you think it's going one direction and then you do a deke, you know, do a crossover to the other side. That's where a person laughs. You know, I tell you, my kid's most favorite joke that I tell in the house is the story of Reb Zusha. You know the story of Reb Zusha and Noam Elimelech? They're traveling, the famous story. It's like the story about Reb Zusha really captures his life. So anytime someone comes over, my youngest son says, tell the story of Reb Zusha, tell the story of Reb Zusha. So what's the story of Reb Zusha? The story is that Noam Elimelech, who's the brother of Reb Zusha, the two of them were traveling together, and they stopped off at an inn. And in that inn, there was only one bed left in the room. So Noam HaMelech was a very chashuv individual. Reb Zusha held himself as a very simple yid. So Noam HaMelech took the bed, and Reb Zusha sat on the floor by the fire. That night, some bandits came in, and they said, what's this person sitting on the floor, sleeping on the floor? He started to beat Reb Zusha, kicked him, hit him, and he didn't have a very pleasant sleep. The next night, the same thing happened. They slept, and Noam HaMelech was in the bed. The Reb Zusha was on the floor. Same guys came in. They started to hit him. It happened 3-4 nights in a row. The next night, they come in. And before they go to sleep, Noam HaMelech says, I feel bad. Listen, Reb Zusha, my dear brother, every night you're getting hit and beaten and you can't sleep well. I'll take the floor tonight and you sleep in the bed. So that was the agreement they made. So Reb Zusha was on the bed that night. Then Noam HaMelech slept on the floor. The bandits come in and they see the guy on the floor again. It's like, I feel bad. Every night we pick on the guy on the floor. Let's pick on the guy in the bed this time. This is the story of my kid's life. But that was laughter is when it's unexpected. It changes the perspective of things. Reb Akiva was laughing because he saw this destruction, but he saw something completely opposite, something completely unexpected was going to come. So that explains why, now Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, it describes the daily schedule of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have schok, he's going to have playfulness and laughter in the future. And how does the schedule work? There are 12 hours of the day. The first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Osik B'Torah. The next 3 hours, he's busy judging the entire world, Yoshev Donis Kolam Kulo. And then he goes to a place of Kisei Sherachman. And then he starts providing food for everyone. And then the final 3 hours, he's Yoshev U'Misachakim Levyasin. He's playing with the Levyasin, which is beyond my understanding what it means to play. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays, and what does it mean he plays with the Levyasan? But there's something quite deep here that he's referencing the last 3 hours of the day, a reference to the final redemption. There's some level of tzchok, or tzchok, that laughter that Rabbi Kiva was feeling at the end of Maseches Makos. But at the same time, when a person has tzchok and tzchok, laughter and happiness, it also leads to terrible things as well. That balance. What's a terrible thing? So Rabbi Kiva writes in the Mishnah Avos, in the third parak, Rabbi Kiva says the following. I thought here, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Schok v'kalas rosh margilin es ha'adam le'erva, leads to erva. So there's too much playfulness. It has to be balanced with gila v'rada. So Rabbi Kiva, that his world was a world of schok. He understood laughter, he understood geula, but he also understood the dangers of it. Now that's why they say also in the Svarim, Avram was a chesed. Chesed means a person who's giving its sense of playfulness and happiness and simcha. But the child of Avram, Yishmael is viewed as the klipa of tzchok. The lashon tzchok is used also by Yishmael, and Yishmael was involved in erva. A person who's too playful leads to the makom of erva. Just to contrast that, Yitzchak, who was the midah of gevura, midas din, so a person is too strong, it leads to the klipa of his son, who was Esav, who was murder. So a person who murders is a person who comes from the place of din and onesh, that's the opposite of it. And a person who's full of chesed and happiness, the opposite is going to be erva. These are the balances. So Rabbi Kiva understood that tzchok and tzchok, the happiness, that laughter is a place for it in the world of Torah, that b'dichusu, you have to start off Torah and engage the kids and everyone involved to make them happy and entertained. At the same time, it has to be very much balanced with that world of staying away in siag when it comes to erva. So that's why, as I said, at the end of the day, is the last couple hours of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is playing with the Levyasim, because the Asid Lavo is an unexpected outcome. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, that Ein Mashiach Ba Ela Mitoch Yish. Mashiach only comes when a person gives up. What do you mean you give up? Do we say, supposed to every single day, Afa Pishim Samamea, even though it's delayed, we're still going to Echakelo, we're going to wait for the Mashiach? So what does the Gemara mean? That, oh no, you forget about it, just don't think it's going to happen, give up hope, and then it's going to happen. No. The point is, it comes from an unexpected place. That's what it means in Minayish. We don't have no idea where it comes. If you look back at your life, I know Weimer and I talk about this many times. Our first meeting was like this. We spoke about this the other day. All opportunities that have presented ourselves in life, each of us, at least individually, and I'm sure you as well, they all came when you didn't even try. When they came completely unexpected. You get a phone call from a person you didn't expect. Oh, could you do this job for me? Could you do this opportunity for me? So too, the geula comes when it's unexpected. When you're miyayish from it. You don't even think it's going to come. Because that's what tzchok is. That's what a joke is. When it comes from a direction where you don't even expect it to come. And that's why Purim and Pesach, these two holidays, which are both about the geula, are full of tzchok and happiness. Because the Gemara tells us, why do we celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon? So Gemara says, Adar Rishon would be appropriate because Adar Rishon is Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvos. It's the first chance. Why would we pass on the chance to celebrate Purim? You should be Adar Rishon. The Gemara says, Adar Beis is better because we want Adar to be next, we want Purim to be adjacent to Pesach. To be Mesamech Geula LeGeula, to put one Geula Purim next to the Geula of Pesach. And Geula is all connected to Tzchok, that world of happiness, that world of laughter, that world of Bidichusa. So Purim is very much emphasized in dressing up and singing and dancing and drinking and being playful, so long as there's no Znus Chas V'Shalom. And Pesach also, to a lesser extent, as we're learning from this Gemara, this Meiri, there's also the idea of playfulness, of engaging the children, keeping them awake, keeping them excited, because in the end of the day, that level of laughter, that bidichusa, balanced gila verada, those two coming together, ultimately will lead to the gula, which is going to be the greatest joke of history, but it's going to be the greatest excitement, the greatest gula that we're all waiting for. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue next week.